the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, so we're given the mitzvah of Shabbos, and all the Lamed Tes Melachos are all included. Lamed Tes Melachos, Emel Mashem Sina, we know what Lamed Tes Melachos. But nevertheless, the Torah goes out of its way to describe a few of the Melachos. We're not going to talk about Havara right now. We're going to talk about the other Melachos that the Torah goes into detail to describe. That's Melachos Hotzah. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaZorek in Sefer Shabbos derives from the series of Pesukim Vayakel about how Moshe announces no one can bring more things to the Mishkan, you can't carry anymore, don't bring anything out of your houses anymore. So the Gemara interprets Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that all took place on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't bring more. They stop bringing the stuff because Moshe is thinking, oh, Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos derives, and Hotzos also, and Chnosos also, and then other drush, other Machmash Sinai, all the Dimmu Hotzos. So comes Tosis and makes the final observation in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos and later in Masechta Shabbos that what are the pasuk to tell me that you can't carry in Shabbos? If Lamani said they carried in the Mishkan, we know they carried in the Mishkan. The same way we know they cooked in the Mishkan, the same way we know they plowed in the Mishkan, the same way we know they sowed in the Mishkan, the same way we know they wrote in the Mishkan. So whatever they did in the Mishkan is Malacha Shabbos. Why don't you get a pasuk to tell me that you can't carry? Tosis says, because I would have thought that just doesn't meet the mark of the Malacha. It's called the Malacha Gerua. Those who are with us, and we learned Masechta Shabbos, we spoke a lot about the Tosafot. The Gemara explains that, what does Malacha Gerua mean? All other Malachas change the Chesed. When I have a blank piece of paper and I write a sentence on it, so now there are letters on the paper. I take a raw piece of chicken, Yonah Bar Sugis, and I cook it, and I have a cooked piece of chicken. I take a seed and I plant it, now I have something growing. All Malachas is a physical change in Adam Hazza. Well, still nothing happens. I take a safe and carry it into the street, same thing. Nothing changed.
Isn't the same
Achokas by Ma'amer also? Yeah, we spoke about Ma'amer, right? That was our Shtickle Torah in the Rambam a few years ago in Ma'amer, right. But Hotzah is the way Tosafot says it. We said it's a Shtickle Torah in Ma'amer, but Tosafot says it by Hotzah. So that's a good habit, meaning you shouldn't be Chayev, Kamashulan Yerachayev. So what's the Kamashulan? Why is the Torah say Chayev? Why are you Chayev? So the evidence is that Hilchos Shabbos really should really focus on physical changes. We have to rule if all Shabbos is Eichel Mitzvah, all commemorating how Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Bari Olam, he changed things. Things were created. It used to be darkness, now there's light. Now an animal is here. Now a person is here. Now the sun is here. Now the moon is here. Now the grass is here. There are things that are changing in this world. Olam Hazeh, Mitzvah Rishis, Sheshem Ma'aso, what changes in Olam Hazeh. So you understand where Shabbos is patterned if Olam Hazeh. So Taka, why is there a problem of carrying? Carrying is Taka not Dechel Mitzvah Rishis at all. So it says when power appoints Yosef to be the second in command in Mitzrayim, the Dechel Yerim Ishes Yadav Yisragel Yerim Mitzrayim. That without Yosef's approval, no one's allowed to pick up anything. No one's allowed to walk, no one's allowed to move. Everyone's isolated. Everyone's in quarantine. No one's allowed to budge. Unless Yosef gives the okay, wonder what real malchus is. Real malchus is total and complete control. Real emes of malchus is that the subject of the melech, an evident melech, can't budge, can't pick up an item, can't walk, can't move without a green light from the melech. That's what real malchus is. The melacha of carrying, the melacha of Yitzhak Shabbat, does not commemorate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the very Shemayim V'Aretz. It commemorates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Malchei Amlochim. He is the Melech Malchei Amlochim because he was the very Shemayim V'Aretz. So it's really all the same. It's Vayter Zechel Mitzvah. But perhaps more than any other Melocha, not only am I not allowed to write on Shabbos, and not only am I not allowed to cook on Shabbos, not allowed to plan Shabbos, not allowed to build on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to even pick up something on Shabbos without the green light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not allowed to go chutz b'tchum. I'm not allowed to walk down Amis carrying something in the street without the green light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's malchus. That's the emes. That's the ultimate malchus. Hotzah is the ultimate malocha. It's a malocha grew in the sense that there's no shini in the chepta, but it's the ultimate demonstration of kavod malchus shemayim that we are totally glued kofa to the Rebbeinu Shalom in every single move that we make. The boy said, you know, we could talk about this in Musar and Chizuk and Ashkofa. For a million years, and I think we've learned the lesson perhaps over the last couple of days, but it means that you could potentially have a gezeira that a person can't move. It could be a guy, a person can't walk, a person can't open up the front door, a person can't walk down the aisle. Whether we reach those points of Gezeiras, only the Rabbeinu Shalom knows. We don't know. Politicians themselves are fighting out. So what degree are we going to make? What Gezeiras are going to be? What's going to happen next? But everybody has been impacted that we can't budge, we can't travel, we can't go, we can't have curfews, and isolation, quarantines, and even when we go, it's a very powerful marshal. But if you think about it, what's the shear of the CDC? What's your 6 feet? If you make a calculation, you know what 6 feet is? According to Reb Chaim Noah, that's Da'al Amos. That's the shear. Imagine that coronavirus knows the shear of Da'al Amos. That's the Chazanish. Baruch Hashem, we know Father Chazanish, it will be 8 feet. We're making it. Maybe we should be more machmir, but we're making it. 6 feet. What coronavirus is saying to us is that the Rabbanu Shalom is in charge of where you can go, we can go close to, we can touch, we can breathe on. The Rabbanu Shalom is in charge of who opens the door and who's allowed in and who's not allowed in. Baladecha lo yorim ishes yadav ishragel b'chol eretz Yitzrayim. Ein lecha musa godol mizeh. Vaytai, because Baruch Hu is running the world, just in case somebody had a latest asofik, and before a week before this, just in case somebody thought for care, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He doesn't need tanks to show us this. He doesn't even need blizzards to show us this. He doesn't need nuclear bombs to show us this. He could show us this without even showing us. Nobody who I'm talking to now has ever seen, unless you work in some lab with CDC or something, nobody has ever seen a coronavirus. Nobody has ever seen. We're used to thinking, seeing is believing. There are a lot of things out there in the world that we can't see. If you can't see a coronavirus and it could still turn the entire world upside down, who knows how long? You can't take Kadosh Baruch Hu either. He's a raw being on here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not seen. Just because he's not seen doesn't mean he doesn't exist. Just because he's not seen doesn't mean he's not in control. So the Malach of Shabbos, the use of carrying in Shabbos, is a powerful, powerful lesson about what it means to be an Eved, to the Bari Olam, what it means to be an Eved, to the Melech Machim, Melech Machim Shabbos. So wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Keep up the staggering away and go into Shabbos for the Zabah, Karos, the Shabbos Oineg. I mean, last week we had to do it. So the Chazal say, Yomolah Shabbos O Shnei Shabbos. So there's a mile of a second Shabbos. So the second Shabbos, that'll be Bada Jeshev. She'd go again with the same chizuk, the same serious, and forget even more serious. We've got such a week of learning together. Say the truth, this has been a week of such limud Torah and such kedusha, such aliyah and ruchnias with all the challenges. Torah shalom to the afisha under the chazal. The Torah that we learn under difficult circumstances saves us for longer. So keep on going, Michalacha. Keep on giving chizuk to your family. Help your mothers in Yat Hashem tomorrow, getting ready for Shabbos. And we should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos in Yat Hashem Sunday morning. We're back in the back together again, 1 o'clock, I'm sorry, 12 o'clock regular time on Sunday as well. Okay, hopefully I'll try to get a chance to talk to some of the Bachelor one-on-one a little bit during the next day or two. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi Shaz.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Those who want, by the way, before you mute out, those who want, there's a Gamer Shear, the 5-week Gamer series that I give for the 4th Yalach Lamaisa is going to be on at the 1:30 today, not on this link. It's going to be on Rabbi Daniel Stein's link. I'll try to forward you that link to Shimon or to somebody, and we'll try to get to those who want to hear from 1:30 to 2:30 today. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbat.